Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thank you. Nisan Bolavinaka, everybody. Guess who is on time today? I'm very, very happy to be in the studio. Nisan Bolavinaka to everyone that is joining us on our live, or if you are streaming or listening to this live program through Wellington Access Radio, the website. Today is the 22nd of January 2022, so Happy New Year, if I haven't said that in last week's show. I hope everyone's had a lovely week, just adjusting to getting back to work and getting back into, I guess, normal life. It's a little bit hard when you've had a couple of weeks holiday. So I'm very happy for you to be joining me wherever you are. Thank you for listening in. Today's going to be a little bit of a different show, because I thought we still will have our lesson, but instead of it being, you know, just words or phrases that I usually teach and speak on the show, I'll be reading a story, something that Catholics will be familiar with. It's the prodigal son. I can't even say the word. The parable of the prodigal son. Okay, we'll leave it at that. I'll be reading that scripture today, and that's from the Bible. If you're not familiar with it and you're not familiar with the story, after I read it in Fijian, I will explain the story in English. I just thought, you know, I came across it today and I thought that'll actually be a really good idea, you know, to be able to just tell a story fully in Fijian. We have read some books on the show. I introduced three different books on the show that were published last year, and we were able to read that because that was the first bilingual children's book here in New Zealand that was developed by our organization. And yeah, it was such a pleasure to be able to share it on today on that show. So today I wanted to kind of follow suit with that, but instead use a scripture. Okay, so that song that you heard was, I'll get the title of it. Hold on a second, I've just lost it, haven't I? So Wai Katakata Vure Endelani Nukuvula Ngaya Ngasa Yawa. So the vocals on that song, Lemeki Tunindau, Ilaitia Koliniwai, and Vilimone Veitau Kula. So thank you very much for that song. So first up, I really wanted to dive into something a little bit interesting. And I thought, usually I save this till maybe the end of the show or towards the end of the show. But since we missed out on a lot of showtime last week, I thought I will just cram in as much as I can. So today I want to share a story about a young man who lives in Auckland, and he goes by the name of Jackson Kiss. If you have been watching the news lately, especially One News, they would have done a brief story on his journey, his basketball journey. So he's, I'm going to share that story with you now, and then we will go on to discuss and talk about just his journey so far.
Gain when it comes to a young man by the name of Jackson Kiss. The Auckland teenager is making big moves in junior basketball in America, being taken in by a team backed by one of the most famous names in the NBA. Jackson Kiss is 14, already 6'5", with the world at his size 15 feet.
Yes, sir! Let's go, Jax! Come on!
Yes, it has been very quick. An amazing dream.
He accepted an invitation just before Christmas to make a dash to Baltimore, spending the past few weeks taking on the best junior talent in America.
He's basically playing against some of, if not the toughest, grassroots basketball competition for his age on the entire globe.
He's now been picked up by a development team backed by NBA great Carmelo Anthony. Jackson's staying put in the US until next month, with a view to attending high school in Baltimore early next year.
Some of the offers that are getting thrown at him by schools and whatnot, is it's almost overwhelming.
Here's the other thing. Kiss has only played basketball for 2 years,
of Fijian Tongan heritage. His uncle is former All Black Charlie Rickelman. He previously played rugby himself at high school.
Rugby, I was first by fullback.
I thought you were going to say lock.
Jackson was plucked out of an intermediate school tournament by former Tall Black, now leading coach Lindsay Tate, at the end of 2020.
What leads you to believe that Jackson is the next big thing?
Yeah, I don't want to publicly even put that mantle on this young man right now, being 14 years old. The thing that actually really stands out to me the most about Jackson is his maturity level.
Tate works closely with youth at Auckland City Basketball, without official funding, helping kids often left out of the system.
A lot of these kids that are missing out on traditional opportunities are very talented and can play with anybody in the world.
That proof appears to be there in 14-year-old Jackson Kiss.
So that is our just an amazing story about a young man called Jackson Kiss. And if you were listening, you would have caught on to him being, so I think he is Tongan, Fijian, indigenous Fijian, and I think he might be also something else. I don't want to say what it is just in case I get it wrong. But I wanted to share that story with you guys because it's amazing, you know, to see someone. We had Stephen Adams, who everyone knows as probably the most dominant Kiwi player that is in the NBA. And it's just, he's Tongan and very proud to be Tongan. And it's just, I thought I would share the story about Jackson Kiss because he obviously has Fijian in him. But just seeing a promising athlete at 14 years old and just what you can do when you have a lot of support around you. So you would have heard the name Lindsay Tate. Now, Lindsay Tate is a former professional basketball player, and he was born in Sydney, New South Wales, and moved to Auckland when he was about 4 years old and attended Avondale College. So he was a member of the first Avondale College team to win the New Zealand Secondary Schools Championship in 1999. And Lindsay Tate was named MVP, so that's the most valuable player. So for his professional career, he joined the Auckland Rebels, which is the NBL. So in our day and age, that would be the Hawks, you know, the Nuggets, Saints, Wellington Saints. So back then he was part of the Auckland Rebels. He was also part of the Wellington Saints, which was quite cool. And he was also part of the Tall Blacks that represented New Zealand. And also played for another team over in Australia. So there's a little bit more to his story, but he's an amazing mentor for Jackson Kiss, and I thought I'd share a little bit about him because, as you heard, they are part of Auckland City Basketball. And if you want to follow, Jackson Kiss's journey, just find Auckland City Basketball on Instagram. They update it daily with what he's up to. And I think it's Lindsay that is the one narrating his journey. So if you want to keep an eye on that, definitely give that page a follow. And also while you're at it, go to aucklandcitybasketball.co.nz, have a look at that website. And if you're in the area and you know of young kids that are wanting to get into the game, feel free to go onto their website. They've got contact details there and you can register. I can't say enough about Lindsay Tate. I think he is a brilliant mentor to these children. And to be reaching out to children that are falling through the gaps, unfortunately, most of them are Pacific Islander, because of, you know, funding and everything like that, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for our children to be seen. So give them all the support that you can, and give them a follow and find them on aucklandcitybasketball.co.nz. So we're going to go into a song now, and then when we come back, I'm going to get into our story for today. Hope you're ready.
Oh,
So this is from VKM Thesa Kandre, Central Flavor Remix. Welcome back to Lubeviti Youth Zone here on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. If you've just joined us, we shared a story about a young man called Jackson Kiss, who comes from up north in Auckland and is in the US right now with a basketball, New Zealand basketball legend, Lindsay Tate. He's starting his journey at 14 years old at a tournament in a team that was, I guess, brought together or created by NBA player Carmelo Anthony. It is a massive opportunity for someone of Jackson's age to be able to go over to the US and be exposed to a different kind of basketball, but something that could be a vehicle for him in his future to getting a better education, but also maybe even start his career. So a big shout out to Auckland City Basketball and Lindsay Tate for giving this talented young man the opportunity to be able to go over. And we send Jackson and his family the best of luck for just upcoming tournaments or games and for whatever the future can hold. Head to their their website, Auckland City Basketball. You can Google that and it'll be one of the first links that you see. Go and check it out and show them some love, because, you know, we've got to show love to especially one of ours who is overseas and trying to make his dream happen. And the boy's only been playing basketball for 2 years. My goodness. Okay, so we are going to move on. Like I said before at the start of the show, our lessons are usually about sentences and phrases, or maybe we will talk about something to do with protocol in our culture. Today, I thought I'd switch it up a little bit because I thought I would read the scripture from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. And the reason I chose to do this was to practice my Fijian reading, but to put the story out there and in the Fijian language and see if you can understand what I'm saying. I will try and pronounce it as best I can. So the story is the parable of the prodigal son. Prodigal son? Oh, the word is killing me. And yeah, like I said, Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. So it begins. Sangai kayata le kochisu, e atiko kina endua natamata ka lewe rua na lubena tangane. And I'll do the English translation as well. So Jesus continued, there was a man who had two sons. And it's just taking its time, apologies. And it says, Sangai kaya ve tamandrao, ko koya engone ve rao, tamangu. So liamanda, mai ve ao, nai wota wota, ni yao, sambeliti yao. Sangai wota ve rao, ko koya nai yao. So the young one said to his father, Father, give me my share of the estate. So he divided his property between them. Takes a bit for it to change. Nisaoti e vida na singa, sangai kumuna vata na nona kakede nga nangone ka lako ki nandua na vunua yawa. Ka waka sambu sambu taka kina na nona iau e na vei matangali marau dha. Not long after, the younger son got together all he had, set off for his distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. Ia ni sa waka yalia taudoko na nona iau, sangai tumbu endua na ndausinga levu e na vunua koea. Kasa tekivu me lenga sara mai ko koea. After he had spent everything, Sorry, people, hold on. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in the whole country and he began to be in need. Sangai laki tiko ke nandua na lewe ni wanua koya. Koya, kasa ta le koya sara na tamata koya ni na nona I teitei me wakana wuaka kina. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who set him to his fields to feed pigs. Sandao ngarowa kokoya me kania na kenra kakana na vuaka me mau kina ka a senga ni baundua na tamata me solia vua endua naka me kania. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Oh my goodness. Ia ni sangai wa kilai yalona tale sakaya sombo. Na kendra lewe wunga na tamata, sorry, the font's a bit hard to read. Tamata, dhaka dhaka, ne tamangu, erakana ka maumau, ka mai wotu yani na kendra ia kausa mai mate tu eke en na viakana. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death." Au na tu ka lako vei tamangu, kau na kaya vua tamangu, au sa I wala wala dha ki lomalangi e na mata muni talinga. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you." Sa senga ni nganita meo waka tokai tale meo luvei muni. Ni okatiau meo waka ngā endua na nonumi no o ndua e nomuni tamata dhaka dhaka. Oh, hold on. "I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants." Sangai tu sara kokoya ka laku ve tamana. Ia nisa tu wakayawa tu ngā yani sa raithi koya mai ko tamana. Kasa tumburi koya na loloma. Kasa ngai vivi ani vua. Ka motoka. Motoka. Oh my goodness. The font is really hard to read. Ka mokota ka runguza. So he got up and went to his father, but while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Apologies for the reading, guys. Usually I'm not this bad, but the font is quite hard to read. Okay, so the next part of the story. Sangai kaya na luvena vua, tamangu, ausai wala wala dha, ki lomalangi ena mate muni talenga kasa sengeni nganita meo waka tokai tale meo luwe muni. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." Iesa kaya ko tamana veira na nona tamata. Dau kauta waka totolo mai na I suluvinaka saraka waka sulumi koya kina. Ka ndaramaka endua na mama e na nona I gangalo kei na I Wawa and a Yawana. But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet." Daula ki mokuta tale ngā mai na luwe ni mbulu makau uro, ka menda kana ka mama rau. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. Nia sa mate na luwe ngongo, ka sangai mbula tale, asa yali ka sangai kune tale, era sangai waka te kiwu mera mama rau. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they begin to celebrate. Ia e a tiko mai na wanua ni teitei na luwena ka ngase. Ni sa lesu tali tiko ko koea ka sa lako woleka yani ki wale. Sa rongoda sara nandomo ni wakatangi ke na meke. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field. While he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. Sangai kaviwa endua veira na tamata kokoia, ka taronga se songo ni dawa ka yado ti kokoia. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. Sangai kaya vua kokoia, sa lesu talamai na tai muni, kasa mokuta na tamamuni na luwe ni mbulu makauro, ni rau sa weku netale kasa mbula vinaka. "Your brother has come," he replied, "and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has come back safe and sound." Asa dhunruko koea kambese ni dhuru ni wale, sangai dhuru ni tumba ko tamana, ka laki waka masuti koea. The older brother became angry. The older brother became angry and refused to go in, so his father went out and pleaded with him. Sangai kaya veta tamana kokoya, raida tamangu, ena vei yambaki kede ongo au dhaka dhaka tu kina vei iko me wake endua na mbombula. Kau senga sara ni mbao talai nrenre kina nomu lewa. Ia ko senga ni mbao solia veiau endua wale manda ngana luwe ni me. Meo marawita kina ke ira na nongu I tokani. But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends." Come on. It's taking a while, sorry. Ia ni sa lako ngā mai na luwengu ongo, ko koea sa ka sa laki waka ialia na nomu I iau ve ira na ialewa ndou tangane. Ko sangai waka matea vua na luwe ni mbulu ka uro. But when this your son of yours who has squandered your property with women comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him. Ia sangai kaya vua ko tamana, Na luwengu ko iko ko sa tiko wata woli ngā ke au. Ka sa nomu tu na veika kede ngā e nongu. My son, the father said, you are always with me and everything I have is yours. Sandondonu ngā menda marau ka reki, ni asa mate na tadimu ongo ka sambula tale, e asa yali sangae kune tale. But he had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So that's the end of our story for today. So just a reminder that story, oh gosh, here we go with the title. So this story is the parable of the prodigal son, and it's Luke chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. I wonder if you were able to pick up some of the words that I was saying in Fijian as best that I can. Apologies if I pronounced anything wrong. But if you were able to pick up some of the words that you kind of knew. If you didn't, then you just need to find the parable of the prodigal son. You can find this on YouTube. If you go to I Love Languages, there will be a video or audio that is titled The Sound of the Fijian Language, Numbers, Greetings, and the Parable. And you can go on there and it has the Fijian and the English translation and you can try to read the story through. So for me, I'm still learning, but I'm getting a little bit more comfortable with speaking. And I think the best way that you can get better at a language is just by throwing yourself in the deep end and repeating the stories or repeating the words. Sometimes what I do with my family is that I will say the words that I know in Fijian and not in English. So that way I'm practicing speaking to them in Fijian, but also other, you know, like maybe my partner will be able to pick up those Fijian words and then be able to use it. So it's about doing that on a daily basis so that you can get comfortable with what you're saying. Okay, so we're going to move into a song. And then when we come back, we're going to share a little bit about the tragedy that happened earlier on this week, the eruption that happened in Tonga. Mbedio and Nailawo by the Yanu Brothers. So welcome back to our Lubeviti Youth Zone for today. It is just 42 minutes past four, and you're here with me, your host, Mbulo Marawa Lenetuisue. And we just finished reading our story for the day, The Parable of the Prodigal Son. And I read it in Fijian and also in English. And if you're interested in wanting to find that story and find the Fijian version, if you don't have a Fijian Bible, then go onto I Love Languages on YouTube and just type or find the title, The Sound of the Fijian Language, Numbers, Greetings, and the Parable. And it'll have it there for you. So if you haven't heard about what happened in Tonga earlier this week, then you either don't have a TV or you've been living under a rock. But in all seriousness, some tragedy hit Tonga with the eruption of a volcano. And I wanted to just quickly read an article that I saw and then share a really incredible story about, they call him Tonga's own Aquaman. And if you don't know who Aquaman is, it's a superhero from the from Marvel. And Aquaman is someone who is obviously like, I don't know, he lives in the sea, like he's from the sea, and he's yeah, he's a superhero. So excuse me. So I just wanted to share this article that I read. So Fiji rebuilds after tsunami damage. Hold on a second, guys. I just had to get my water. A bit of a dry throat. So this story is from Radio New Zealand. Fiji rebuilds after tsunami damage. So rebuilding has started on the islands of Fiji affected by last week's volcanic eruptions in neighbouring Tonga and the tsunami that followed. Fijian disaster management experts, military and civil servants today began assessment and repair works on six islands in the Lau group, which are closer to Tonga than the main islands of Vitilevu and Vanualevu. A separate team of experts and military will join the Australian Defence Force's deployment to Tonga to aid in the relief efforts there. Minister for Rural Maritime Development and Disaster Management, Inia Seru Iratu, said two Fiji government teams would leave Suva today to assess the repair damage in Onoilau, Watoa, Mothe, Moala, Vanuambalavu, and Lakemba. The deployment is funded by the Australian government. In a full cabinet briefing to the media, the government revealed an elderly woman died from fatigue while returning to the village she had fled during the tsunami. There was substantial damage to schools, infrastructure, as well as to fishing boats in the islands, some of which are closer to Tonga than to mainland Fiji. We are targeting six islands that we consider as more affected than others. It does not mean that we will leave all the rest, but we will prioritise our efforts when it comes to assessment and, of course, to relief work as well, Seru Iratu says. It goes on to say, the deployment consists of two 20-member teams, with one covering Onoilau, Watoa, and Mothe, and the other Moala, Vanuambalavu, and Lakemba. We have some limited information on the extent of the damages on the islands, and that is why the teams are being sent out to verify the information that we already have. So if you want to read more on that, go to Radio New Zealand or rnz.co.nz, and the story will be there. Now for something quite amazing. So a story has been written about a Tongan real-life Aquaman survives 27-hour swim after tsunami. So a 57-year-old Tongan man says he swam about 27 hours to get to shore after being swept out to sea during Saturday's devastating tsunami. The eruption of the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai volcano on Saturday killed at least three people sent tsunami waves rolling across and damaging villages, resorts, and many buildings, and knocked out communications for the nation of about 105,000 people. Lisala Folau, who lives on the small isolated island of Atata, which has a population of about 60 people, was swept out to sea when the waves hit land at about 7 p.m. on Saturday, he said in a radio interview to Tongan media agency Broadcom Broadcasting. Folau said he was painting his home when he was alerted about the tsunami by his brother, and soon the waves had gone through his lounge. He climbed on a tree to escape, but when he got down, another big wave swept him away, he said. The 57-year-old said he was disabled and could not walk properly. I just floated, bashed around by the big waves that kept coming, he told the radio station. Folau said he kept floating and slowly managed to swim 7.5 kilometers to the main island of Tongatapu, reaching the shore 27 hours later at about 10 p.m. on the Sunday. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's incredible. So the story of Folau's heroics went viral among Tongan groups on Facebook and other social media. Real life Aquaman, said one post on Facebook, referring to the comic book and film character. He's a legend, said another post. Atata, which is about 8 kilometers northwest of Tongan's capital, Nuku'alofa, or a 30-minute boat ride, has been almost entirely destroyed in the tsunami that hit the islands. Tongan naval boats are still surveying the smaller islands and evacuating people to the main islands. So we just wanted to send a big loloma to our Tongan family and to anyone that is wanting to support them. We will have all that information up on our Facebook page later on tonight. So if you haven't liked our page or joined our Radio Viti e Aotearoa community, you need to get onto that and follow our page. That is where we'd love to hear from our listeners when it comes to songs, celebrations, shout-outs. You can watch our live stream videos if we're in the studio, and also you can share your stories with us so that we can share it with the rest of the community here in Aotearoa, but also all over the world. So I've only got about 8 minutes left, so what we're going to do is we're going to play music. We're going to play music while we get to the end of the show. So stick with me. So I'm going to be going on to Nondambule Aotearoa for the first hour, and then they will be from 6 till 7 will be Andy Samnunu, who will be taking that show. So chill with me a little bit longer. We'll play some songs to end our Youth Zone show, and then we'll head into Nondambule Aotearoa. Remember, if you're on Facebook and you want to hear a song, you need to type in the title, the artist, let me know who it is, and please make sure that it is a Fijian artist or, you know, close to something like that. So this is Wongake Munia, Tawaka. Okay, so just wanting to wrap up for today's show. Thank you so much to everyone that was listening in or that is listening in, or if you're joining us on our live on Facebook. We're hoping that you can take away something from the story today. Maybe it's the meaning of the story, or maybe it's just learning how to say certain words. But I will see you same time, same place next week. Vinaka and Mo de Manda.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.